Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Monash, coming to you live today from the village of Santa Marinella, beautiful seaside town about an hour outside of Rome, Italy. Today and all week, we're talking about fallacies. But first, a thank you to our sponsor. International Coffee Farms grows and sells specialty coffee, which sells at a premium to the commodity coffee market. Coffee from Boquete, Panama, catches very high prices at auction. As a landowner, you'd benefit directly from those high prices. If the idea of an offshore recession-proof investment intrigues you, check out International Coffee Farms at internationalcoffeefarms.com. That's internationalcoffeefarms.com. We are back. Today and all week, we're talking about fallacies. What's a fallacy? Fallacy is anything you believe to be true that isn't actually strictly true. You may have a lot of evidence to support the story you're telling yourself, but nevertheless, it isn't true. It's a mistaken belief. Today's episode is about the interest rate fallacy. I'm going to share with you the story of two loans. Both are construction loans. The lower interest rate loan looked very attractive on the surface. One bank has a name that rhymes with Hitizens. You might guess who they are. They have a very attractive interest rate and a competitive loan-to-cost ratio for the new construction. The second bank, a much smaller regional bank, has a name that rhymes with Henoficial. They were offering an interest rate that was almost 3/4 of a point higher. The terms appeared similar in terms of loan-to-value ratio, prepayment terms, and covenants. And both loans were for two projects of similar size in the same area, in fact, only a few blocks apart. Both loan amounts were around $1.2 million. Most investors are sophisticated enough to recognize that the loan-to-value ratio is important to pay attention to. Some of the other differences between the lenders involve which project-related costs are permitted to be included within the budget for the construction. For example, most lenders don't allow developer fees to be included in the project budget. If they form any part of the project budget, they must be 100% funded by the borrower. Now, when you sign a loan agreement, there are a number of fees that can dramatically affect the final cost of the loan, and these fees can be significant. When you're undertaking a new construction project, the funds are going to be advanced in draws, and the bank is going to advance funds when they confirm that the funds were spent in the project in the most recent phase of the construction. So they're going to send an inspector to verify the work that was done, and the bank charges a fee for these inspections. In the case of Henoficial, the inspection fee for a construction draw was only $250. For Hitizens, the fee was $1,100. That's for each inspection. Over the life of the project, the difference between these two fees is almost $6,000, and that's significant. That's equivalent to a half a percentage point in interest during the construction phase of the project. In addition to that, the lender has a choice between using standard loan documents, or they can engage an attorney to draft custom loan documents. And the difference in cost between those two sets of loan docs can vary also by about another $6,000. If your lender's requiring custom legal documents to be drafted, that adds an equivalent to another half percentage point in the cost of the loan. And finally, the bank is going to charge an origination fee. And that can vary anywhere from half a percentage point to 1.5% of the loan amount. The origination fee is used by the lender to basically fund all of the effort associated with underwriting the loan. And then finally, the lender is going to have different requirements in terms of the contingencies that are going to be required to be held by the bank. For example, on one project, we were required to maintain a balance of $75,000 held in escrow by the bank for potential cost overruns. Other bank required $135,000 in contingency funds. That makes up a huge difference in the amount of money you're going to ultimately need to tie up during the construction phase of the project. So, as you're examining your loan terms, pay close attention not just to the interest rate or the loan-to-value ratio, but all of the terms and fees the bank's going to charge you. They can amount to a substantial premium on top of the interest rate. As you're thinking about that, have a spectacular day, make some great things happen, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.